Freedom, like security, is elusive in Iraq right now, where people are terrorized by Sunni insurgents, Shiite militias, and common criminals. Freedom to maneuver has shrunk, with most people barely feeling safe in their own homes, let alone their neighborhoods. But as NPR's Ann Garrels recently found, in Baghdad, freedom can also be a frame of mind.
Barbed wire, cement walls, and sandbags delineate the byways of the capital. But for a brief moment, builders erect a temple for writers. A tent decked out with ceiling fans, plastic flowers, and a sound system.
We can never find beauty in this ugly reality, but for a moment we can write about the beloved, the friend, the brother, to escape from this reality.
21-year-old Hussein Al-Lami is a poet, and this is a rare chance to perform in public. A Shiite from the slums of Sadr City, where he lives in two cramped rooms with several other family members, Hussein writes about a homeland that is on the verge of disintegrating. His poetry is at once a eulogy for Iraq and a call for its salvation.
Salaman ya watan ya abul hadarat. Bardan wa salaman tigdhu tuhun li'ayunak.
Peace for you, O land of civilization. Our vow is to you and will forever be till the last breath.
His poetry is laced with grief.
Even if we want to write love poems, we would be fooling ourselves, because sadness haunts everything.
Another poet, Sadiq Khattab, finds consolation in his imagination.
To escape from this troubled reality, the reality of explosions, if only for a few hours.
This event was organized by the Women's Freedom in Iraq organization. They call the event Freedom Space.
You harbor grudges against me, and I against you, forgetting that we shared lovely times together. How much longer does this discrimination between us have to last while America steals from us secretly?
It's been organized by Yanar Muhammad, a Kurdish women's rights activist. The goal to bring Shiites from Sadr City together with Sunnis from Madain, a violent neighborhood in South Baghdad. The two teams sit opposite each other. They take turns reading their poems with Yanar as mistress of ceremonies.
Does this problem of sectarian division really exist in Iraq? Do we hate one another on this basis? We have invited poets to open up their hearts. What we see is absolute love and an aspiration for freedom.
Yanar spends a lot of time in the U.S. Her tight jeans are just one sign of her defiance in this increasingly modest society. Her brash pronouncements on women's rights have made her a target for Islamists and hardliners who could be lurking somewhere outside. And they would not have been happy when Hussein from Sadr City suddenly broke forth in a love poem, scandalous by current standards.
By God, I never touched a woman before, but I couldn't stop my hands from caressing her lovely bosom. Wow, I screamed.
Yanar jokes Hussein will get a penalty for such an obscene poem. But after all, she concedes, this is freedom space. For the small audience, students with little prospect of a decent job, women stuck in houses that are little more than prisons now, relatives and friends, this tent is an oasis, a united Iraq, where for one brief moment no one cares about what your sect is, where everyone dares a little, dreams a little, a rare change from what they will encounter when the colorful tent comes down. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.
Isra Al-Rubai contributed to Ann's report. And you can take a peek inside the Freedom Space tent at NPR.org.